The first of which, it has to have a path length of at least 400 miles. It has to be at least 60 miles wide. And within that swath, a majority of the wind gusts have to be 58 miles per hour or greater. And then we have to have well-placed 75 mile per hour or greater gusts along that path length. So if all of those criteria are met, then the squall line or the disturbance classifies as a derecho. So climatologically, you look across the upper Midwest, we generally expect a derecho once every 2 years. Of course, we think back to August 10th, 2020, we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of the one of the strongest derechos on record and the costliest thunderstorm in United States history that did widespread $13 billion worth of damage across the state of Iowa. So by no means as strong as the August 10th event, but it did meet the criterion to be defined as a derecho.